o'clock for a Memorial Day, but we are on today, taking your calls at 215-949-3232. The psychic source, and doing his bit today, we say once again hi to Ricky. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well. How are you?
Doing okay for Memorial Day. You know, it's we were kind of talking and laying the groundwork, Ricky. It's Memorial Day holidays. It does give a reflective time, and maybe that will be the tenor of what's going on today. You just never know. But how do you have any opening comments or anything like that you'd like to dispense before we get started?
Well, you know, I was at the piano earlier meditating, and I was getting a few people coming in, and they were in uniform.
Yeah.
However, usually, like yesterday, I did a reading for a lady, and her father came through. That was in World War II. Usually when they come through in uniform, it's usually as an identifier as to who they are, and still yet are.
Yeah.
Yes, but I am definitely ready and very happy to be here. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, we are set to go, and let's get started. And Harold, you're up first with Ricky. Go ahead.
Yes, Ricky, I wanted to know about my favorite Aunt Hattie, who was the oldest sister of my mother.
Harold, and what's her name?
Aunt Hattie. Harriet Murray was her maiden name.
All right, let's have a look at this. This is her mom's sister here.
Yes.
All right. Now, the one thing that I get here is considerable distance. Was she not with you or near you when she passed?
No, she lived in Pittsburgh, and we lived in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, let's have a look here with her. She's speaking about a nurse. Do you know her nurse, or the one that took care of her toward the end of her world here?
Probably her other, not a nurse, but her youngest sister, Marion.
Okay.
In Marion.
All right, here. I get her acknowledging thanks for help with that here. And there was a bit of a fuss here, I believe, between her and I get that this lady, toward the end of her world, a little bit fussy is the best way I could put it, contentious. And also with your mom, Harold. I get a hello there to your mom. But things, I don't believe, were right with them right before she passed. And I'm also getting her mind rather just wandering here with your Aunt Harriet. But I can tell you that I do get her as very, very sharp now. But I don't believe that the sharpness was there when she passed here. And I don't know if it was dementia or what we would call Alzheimer's here in Texas. But she's back to normal here. And very, very proud that you're here. I get that. Yeah, very upright lady is what I get with this lady, even with her posture.
She had a nickname for me. Do you know, the initials were HB. Did she say anything about that?
I don't pick that up here, Harold, and usually if it was going to come forward, she would tell me here. But she was saying here, were you very small? I mean, like, I don't mean small as like a baby. We all were once here. But with her, I get her referring to you as short in stature when you were little. And I guess she just picked up later on, but she's referring to you as...
Yeah, she nursed my mother. My mother went home for Christmas, and I was born early. So she took care of my mother with my grandmother.
Okay.
She was very caring and very wonderful person.
Yes, and she did things right. I guess perfectionist attitude with her, still yet. Yeah. But I do have her here, and she is acknowledging you with love. I get that. Yes, and she also speaks of many, many books. Was this lady definitely into reading or education, Harold?
No, she worked for a food company.
Uh-huh.
She was a vice president with a food distribution company in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, okay. So books could also mean accounts, but I'm also getting a collection of books here that belong to the family with her. Do you know anything about this, Harold?
No, I have no meaning of what that is.
Okay. That's what I get her talking about, her books, albums, album books here is what we're talking about here. Huh. Well, Harold, I thank you for calling in, but I don't have anything more from your aunt other than just like a hello. I do get that. And I see the love that's here from her to you and the family. And who was married twice? Because she's talking about a second wife, Harold. Do we know who this is?
She talks about what?
A second wife.
She lived with my grandmother all her life. She until my grandmother died, and she died after my grandmother.
Right. But she's referring to wife number two. Would this be you? Were you married twice, Harold?
No, only once, and still am, 52 years.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't know who the second wife is that she's talking about, but somebody...
I don't know either, because, boy, I'd be in trouble if that happened.
No, but this isn't you, Harold. Not after 52 years. I think you're pretty blessed to be there.
But I'm very lucky. Our 53rd's coming up.
What's that?
Our 53rd wedding anniversary is coming up.
Oh, congratulations. I don't think she was referring to you, though, but I get somebody new coming in here by marriage is what she's talking about, and it's wife number two, but it's not you. I want to make that very clear, not after 52 years.
Yeah. All right. All right, Harold, I appreciate the time, and congratulations on that, okay? And
all right. Thank you very much, Jim. Enjoy your show.
Take care. All right. All right. So we'll move right along, and let's go with Monica. You're next up with Ricky on the Psychic Source Hotline. Go ahead.
Good morning, Monica.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Monica?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you if you see any, romance for me this year.
Monica, let's have a look here with the romance. I do, well, yes, I do get something here, but it's coming in September and October, and this person travels a great deal that I see you coming in with, so yes, I do get it in the fall, and I would go with a K name with this. Now, names of the living are very interesting, and sometimes I do get them right. Monica, I would be on the lookout for any name with a K, like Kevin or Kenny, because I definitely get a great big K coming in here, and on the road a great deal, which may sound like a problem, but I don't believe it's going to be. Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes I get information like a call ahead, even working here on Psychic Source. Monica, have you already been married once?
No.
Okay. Then this is not the one I was just with Harold then. But you do have a relationship coming in, and it is long-term. Yeah, and I would put this in September, back when the kids are good in school.
Okay, do you see anything, like, romantic happening with a guy named George?
With George here, let's have a look with you and George here. I don't pick up anything on George. I get a friendship, and there's an attraction that's there. But in as much as going into a full-fledged relationship, like marriage, engagement, never been of that, or have that backwards, engagement, marriage. No, I get you with somebody else other than George, and that's one of my favorite names. But I don't
know
if you're here. No, there's definitely a K coming in here. Is what I guess the one that I think you're going to be with.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Monica.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
215-949-3232 is our number as we continue on. And let me see. Candace, I believe, is up next. Okay, Candace, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Go ahead with Ricky. Sorry.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Oh, Candace, I am so great. How are you doing?
I'm struggling, honestly, but I'm blessed. I have read with you before via Psychic Source.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you picked up a lot about my environment, but the prediction didn't come to pass, and I believe that's because of the person's free will. I don't think that's your fault. And I don't think it's your fault because you picked up so much about my environment. But anyway, I'm calling this morning because I'm a 37-year-old single mother of one daughter who's 15, and I am just getting out of a relationship. It was a very nasty breakup, but we loved each other deeply, and I want to know if you see marriage in my future, and if you see it to this person. His name is Marshall. And the reason I ask is because I am 37, and my longest long-term relationship has been about a year.
Okay. And we're looking specifically at Marshall and you. Is that right, Candace?
Pardon me?
And we're looking at you and Marshall. Is that correct?
That's where we need to focus
at. Yes, sir.
All right, here. Candace, what I see, Marshall is definitely one of the choices that I have, but I definitely see two choices with you, and the other one is not just to remain single. Now, with you and Marshall, I would put the two of you as getting closer over the next 2 months, and Marshall looks to be like a return. Was he there for a while and faded out and came back in?
Pardon?
Did Marshall fade out and come back in into your world here with his focus and attention?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Honey, Marshall looks to be like returning to the relationship. Was he distant or is he distant now?
Oh, I see. He and I are not speaking right now. He's got a lot going on personally.
All right.
Wonder if he was coming back.
Yes, he is. And I can tell you this is in July because I get 2 months and I'm putting this in July. So there will be that. But we also have somebody else coming in as well right about the same time. So we have Marshall that's going to be returning back. And I do get another opportunity for somebody else. I don't pick up anything on this other fellow because I believe you're going to be picking up on Marshall mainly because he's coming back around. But you're going to have another opportunity with Marshall. Or I should say Marshall's going to have another opportunity with you because you're going to be very ready. Both of you, actually. But this
in July?
What's that?
You said in July?
Yes, ma'am, in July. And I would put this flat out in the middle of July. Because I see the fireworks have already passed, and I keep picking up at 15, so I'm going to put that in the middle. Yes. And
this is by his effort. I'm sorry?
This is by his effort, Candace. I don't believe that you're going to have to beat a pathway to his door. He is definitely coming your direction.
Okay, yeah, he would have to.
Yeah.
After the way he left, he would have to.
Yes.
Can you tell me just a little bit about his feelings, because I need to make sure that they're genuine. And also, I have a legal situation involving someone named George, and I'd like to know if that's going to turn out in my favor.
All right. All right. Let's look at the legal situation. We'll go back here to Mr. Marshall here. I do get a settlement here in the legal situation for you, but this is going to be carried out, I believe, until well into the fall. And I go October, right around when our son is moving into Scorpio, October 31st, November 1st. It's back and forth, but it is going to be resolved in your favor. I get that. But I get this in terms of like into a settlement. I don't believe this is going to be long, drawn-out trial sort of a thing here. It's going to be settled, and then it's going to be just finished.
Okay. I already have a settlement. Mm-hmm. Involving this legal situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is more, it's not, I'm not going to court for money.
Right.
Although we're talking about money.
Okay. Well, regardless of your intent of going to court, there is money involved here. I do see that. The settlement here as well, Candace, can be like, it's done, over with, settled, like the dispute
awesome.
Is settled. It's not just cashing a check here.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's definitely, I would put that very, very close to October when this is done and you can release that and not have to look backwards.
Awesome. Now,
we were looking at Marshall's feelings and intentions towards you, and I can tell you that the confusion that I get around this man here is legitimate. I believe that he didn't know what he was doing before. Did y'all break up in April, or was that when there was a major shift? Last month?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. April, May, June, July. Yeah, he's coming back around, and I do get him as being sincere when he comes back. Now, go slowly with this because I do get a great deal of magnetism, passion there coming from him directed towards you. Take that as you see to be right. Don't let him rush you in that regard, because he's coming back with that intent as well. Because he does miss you, and I believe he's acting according to his own nature here. Yeah. Interesting enough, they just told me, the guy just said no lies. So I believe that this man is going to be far and away more honest than he was about his feelings and his intent than he was previously, because I get no lies. So it's coming back honest. So I don't
you said no lies?
No lies. So okay. I don't believe he's coming back with any deceit or duplicity here. He seems fairly honest for a gentleman.
And when do you see possible marriage? And that's my last question.
All right, let's have a look with this. Well, we're looking at less than a year, but I would put this at next year in April or May. That's when I see that. But he's talking right in November and December around the holidays. But it's not going to happen then. It's early next year.
Okay, and just to clarify, you said you see him coming back in July, but to take it slow, because, and what was the reason?
I believe he's wanting too much too soon, like he's a bit excited just to be back, and I'm looking
at the
patterns.
Wow.
Yeah.
And because he was really in a rush to get rid of me.
You decide what's right for you.
But I'm sorry?
You're a grown woman. You decide what's right for you. All I'll ever do is advise. But he's coming back fairly happy to see you. Yes, he is.
Wow. He's the one who broke up with me, and it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. He's getting his heart right. He is. And I believe that half his honesty, this is very important. I believe he's being honest with himself, Candace.
While he's away.
While he's away. This is some time for growth and development there.
Gotcha.
All right.
Candace,
thank you.
Thank you, Candace. I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, we got one more in before the break, and let me see where I go down the line, and I'll go to Raymond. You're up with Ricky. Go ahead.
Hi, Ricky. This is Raymond.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to see about my my love life and see where it's going. I've been divorced going on 2 years now.
All right. You say you've been divorced for 2 years here, Raymond. Let's have us a look at who we have coming in here. All right, Raymond.
Yes.
Do you have a daughter already?
No, we had a stepdaughter. My ex-wife.
Because I get a lady coming in here, and she says one daughter. So you have the stepdaughter. There's going to be another one coming in with a female child is what I get here. And let's look at the... Oh, okay. She's coming. I see a Gemini sign with her, but it's for her astrological sun sign here. I get that.
I didn't hear you.
There's a Gemini gal coming in here is what I get, Raymond. There's a lady who was born under Gemini that's coming in. And I can tell you that I get this over the summertime this year. But the summertime, really for me, when I get this, I get more so in August. And you are already connected to this lady because you're being introduced to her by a friend. There's a female friend that's bringing you to this lady. Yeah. And somebody who works, this is interesting because they told me parks and recreation. So I believe this lady works for the city or municipality, but she's with the civic government here, this lady is. But I guess parks and recreation, that's just the oddest thing to see. Yeah.
It's a girl named Michelle. Would that be her?
Okay. Does she work outside like that, the parks and recreation department?
Well, I don't think she would. I think she worked for the school district or something like that.
The school district? Okay. I like Michelle, Raymond, but it's not her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not her. No.
Okay.
But Michelle's a nice lady, but there's another one that's coming in, but I believe you're meeting. Somebody's bringing her to you. Yeah. Michelle.
Yes.
This girl's built a little bit differently. I get a lot of curves with this woman coming in here.
Okay.
She's a big girl, but there's these curves with her.
Well, you get a lot of big women like me.
Oh, yeah. But this girl's voluptuous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like her for you because she looks very attentive. You're meeting her definitely in July and August is what I get. That's her summertime there. But she is coming towards you. And she's fun, and I see her laughing. There's a good humor that the two of you just really get along with well. Very much so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Psychic Source. Messages from beyond. Remember, you can reach Ricky at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. www.WBCBRadio.com. Make sure to enter the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. We're coming right back.
Open at East Penn Automotive, 1021 Trenton Road near Tyburn Road is Fletcher's Car Wash and Detailing. This is a Hanna automated car wash, one of the best car washing systems in the country, assuring your car will look great. And now's the time to make your car look showroom new after that rough winter driving and salt damage. Get your car detailed at Fletcher's Car Wash and Detailing Center. The best in auto dealing value combined with hands-on detailing craftsmanship. Visit the new Fletcher's Car Wash and Detailing Center located at East Penn Automotive, 1021 Trenton Road near Tyburn Road in Fallsington.
I SEPTA Philly.
I SEPTA Philly.
Your SEPTA Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I SEPTA Philly, the 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I SEPTA Philly.
Anywhere.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Trust me, I'm a lawyer.
Trust me, I'm a contractor.
Trust me, I'm a car thief.
It's not always easy knowing who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, especially when it comes to insurance fraud. But know this, if someone wants you to get involved in something because
the insurance companies can afford it,
don't walk away, run. Insurance fraud is a crime, and everyone pays for it, especially the ones who get caught. If you suspect insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB.
High Tides Restaurant and Bar, Bucks County's newest hotspot. They're located at 1067 Totem Road in Bensalem. Enjoy drinks and dinner on the large outdoor deck with an excellent tiki bar serving up various drink specials. High Tides overlooks the Neshaminy Creek and has dock access for boaters. Brunch is served every Sunday from 11 till 2. Live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. High Tides will have a grand opening bash on June 6th with several bands performing from noon till 10. Visit HighTidesBensalem.com or check them out on Facebook.
Psychic Source continues here on WBCB. Remember, you can reach Ricky at 1-844-511-7373 and be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. We are just warming up here, Ricky. I'm telling you.
Oh, good.
A lot of swirling stuff going on out there. You mentioned the one woman was saying there's all the stuff right about the environment, but maybe the timing could be off. You just never know.
I mean, it's a hard thing with some free will that we have.
Yeah, and who knows? In the next wave, some of the stuff you're talking about could come in at the right time. Well, 215-949-3232. Let's get back to the phones and check in with Donald. You're up with Ricky. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Donald. Ricky, how are you?
I am doing well, Donald. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy holidays. I got a quick question. Me and my ex-girlfriend, we separated ways about 18, 19 months ago. I know she's found somebody else and been with him ever since. I was just wondering if there's a chance of us getting back together and when.
All right, let's have a look. What is her first name, Donald?
Maria.
You and Maria. Okay. Well, you've got a bit of a wait here because you said she's with somebody else here, but I don't see these two, Maria and this other fellow, as making it here. There's still a connection between the two of you. When was the last time that you and her have had any communication?
It was about almost a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Almost a year and a half ago. There's going to be somebody that's going to bring the two of you together. There's a middle person that I get here.
Okay.
And I believe it's a mutual friend that's bringing the two of you all together. But I would not put that for, I get more so 6 months. I know it's not June. They're showing me the 6th with this. So it's going to be around the holidays, Donald.
Okay.
What I see, and there's another opportunity here. And she's made some comparisons. I don't care if the fellow's energy that she's with right now, he seems very manipulative and controlling. So I don't get Maria as being very happy where she's at, but she's going to be taking a break between you and him. I see something here in the next 2 months. This makes sense to me, Donald. The next 2 months here, I believe they are splitting up, and it's going to take a while to get y'all back together because she's not running instantly back. There's going to be a break period here for Maria.
Okay.
I believe she's going to need some time to heal and get things right because there's a lot of control issues where she's at right now.
Okay. Also, do you see staying together or possibly marriage in there, or is it just going to go slowly?
It's going to go slow, but I can tell you that it means something still yet to Maria, because I see a lot of photographs that she still yet has or has access to, like if it's online, but she has pictures of you still yet.
Okay.
So there's still a connection. There's still some fondness, and I would say some love here, Donald, but the time is definitely not yet. It's going to be 6 months until that time, I believe, until you're really talking and have a rapport. There's going to be some healing going on there with Maria.
Okay, I have one other question. I got divorced in September, and when I got divorced, my wife put all the blame on me and with my son. My son's 11 years old, and he won't return my calls. He won't answer my texts. He doesn't want to see me. And I was just wondering if anytime soon that he's going to want to be see me and be with me.
All right, what's your son's first name?
It's Donald Jr. He's a junior.
Donald Jr. Okay, let's have a look with him. All right. I do see something with some dialogue between you and Donald. Keep trying with this and stay consistent, because I do see this before school starts back up, and I know it's not out yet. So, yes, and it's going very slow with this. Yeah. Is he only a half hour away? Because I keep picking up on a 30.
he's about 15, 20 minutes away from me.
Okay. You're going to get your report back with your son.
Okay.
That's a definite yes. And she's going to ease up a bit here to your ex-wife in keeping the two of you apart.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's not happy where he's at right now with her either. So.
Oh, good. All right. I thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donald.
Okay, yep. Just give it a little time. All right, let's move right along here. And Cindy, you're up next with Ricky. Go ahead.
Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Cindy, are you there? Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very, very good. What's going on in your world, Cindy?
Well, I had a gentleman friend who I'm quite fond of, and he, about 2 years ago, there was a spark between us, and all of a sudden things got a little weird, and he's moved on. Just wanted to know if you ever see him coming back into my life.
Cindy, what's the man's first name, dear?
I'm sorry?
May I ask his first name, please, Cindy?
Oh, yes, Matt.
Matt. All right. You don't have a long wait for this one here. This is very interesting. Yes, I do get him coming back here, and it is through electronic means, like text messaging or email. I see the typed letters here. So he's going to, and it even could be like social media. And something here is changing. I would say within the next month of the contact and communication there between you and Matt. But there is going to be a second opportunity here. He's done this before, hasn't he?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
He has had splits like this previously, right? Because I guess this is like the third opportunity, third round here of connecting here with Matt. Cindy, does that make sense to you there? Are y'all back and forth?
If I can really hear what you're saying, I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, we've got a bad connection. We've had storms here. Cindy, I believe this is the third opportunity for you and Matt. So he was back and forth before, wasn't he?
Yes.
All right. This is a time here that I believe is going to work. And to me, it seems very imminent. I don't believe we're going to have to wait months and months here. And so I would put this in June. And he is acting a bit on an impulse when he's reaching out to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting to me, even though it's been this long here, I get you going to a very safe place with him very quickly, emotionally. So this bond is still yet very strong between the two of you.
I mean, we text from time to time, but it's more, you know, it's not like it used to be.
Okay.
It's more on a friend's level now.
Well, when he is texting you, Cindy, and he's wanting to see you, that's what I get the intent. So it's not just going to be a hi, how are you, or happy Veterans Day or Mother's Day or something. There's
right, that's what it is now. And it's always, you know, it's always me reaching out to him. It's never him reaching out to me.
All right, here. Let's have what I see with this, I want to put this in June or July when he is reaching out to you. And Cindy, I would hold back communication and allow Matt here to come to you
And then, because he's wanting to see you, this is not going to get righteous through a text message, you know, every other month. This is him wanting to see you. And that is where your power is lying here. When the two of you had a visual of each other, then his heart and his mind, I believe, are in sync.
Mm-hmm.
But this is soon. I don't believe you're going to be waiting summer and fall. This is pretty much now. I would say 20 days.
Is he seeing anyone right now?
What's that?
I said, is he seeing anyone right now?
All right. Now, I was picking up on something of that earlier. There was somebody he was seeing for a few weeks, and it was off and on. I don't believe there was a commitment there.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't see him committed until you have this third time here with this man. Then I get far and away more of a commitment, but I don't get him in a relationship right now. He's been out. I will tell you that much, but I don't get he's been very close to people. It seems to me like the gentleman has a lot of focus on his career and work. Looks like he's kind of rebuilding his career. He's putting a lot of energy into it. So there hasn't been a lot of time. There hasn't been a lot of time for romance or relationships with him. His focus has not been there. That's where you're coming in. I don't believe he's had you on standby, but everything here has definitely been on hold. And it is coming to a sense of balance, and he's missing you now. I can tell you, I get some thoughts of him going back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week to him, from him to you. But do allow him to reach out to you. I wouldn't so much as say boo to him until you hear back from him. Then respond.
Right. Well, he's only about a year and a half ago, like I said, he came on to me, he started pursuing me, and then once, you know, we started getting attached to each other and close to each other, that's when he ran. And I would start reaching out to him more and more, and he came to me and said, I'm seeing somebody, like, this isn't right, we can't keep talking like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's since then, it's just been a casual, hi, how are you, have a good weekend, and that was it.
Yeah, like vague friendships, yes.
Right.
Yeah, he's not with anyone now. I don't believe there's been any substantial relationship at all.
Okay.
So when he's coming back around, I believe his focus is right there, and he's missing you, so I believe he has something to identify from, so he's made some comparisons here. But he isn't, he's coming back. This is picking up pretty quickly between the two of you.
Okay.
When you're right, when things are imbalanced between the two of you, I would put that in 3 months. But you're hearing from him, is picking back up. This is when I get that you can really feel secure in your relationship. Let a pattern develop here with communication and seeing each other. Because I get you going out. So he's not just coming over. You're not just going to his place to meet. No, this looks like some proper dating and courtship here. When work allows, because his work schedule is still going to be crazy all the way through the fall.
Right.
Well, there is another opportunity here with him.
Okay, Sydney.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Ricky.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Sydney.
All right, playing for time. That's our theme today. 215-949-3232 as we roll on here. And Lisa, you're next up with Ricky. Go ahead.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
Lisa, I am doing good this evening, this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have two money questions. I'm interested in buying a new home, and I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area where the home prices are just, you know, through the roof.
Right.
I'd like to buy when you know, home prices pull back. I'm wondering, do you see that happening, or do you see home prices just continuing to, you know, increase for, you know, the next couple of years? It's sort of a timing issue with me.
Well, a timing issue here. Okay, let's have a look here. Thank you. I see something here, I believe, 10 months from now. It's not October. It's 10 months where it looks to be a slight drop. I'm familiar with real estate in the Bay Area, and I know it's astronomical. And it also has to do with the right house, not just the market in general. You're going to be ready in 10 months' time, Lisa, to move forward with this, and it's the right home, not simply the market.
Okay, so I'll know it. Swear, I'll know it when I see it, because it's also very competitive here. You know, multiple offers coming in for homes, so even if there is a good home that catches my interest, it's just, you know, very competitive.
Well, it's going to work to your advantage here, Lisa. I do believe that you're going to have a very good network, because it sounds tricky, but it's not at all. There's some inside source or inside information here that I believe that you're going to get regarding the home. So you're working with somebody here that is going to have more knowledge than what you're going to see on the MLS or that's going to be advertised online. There's definitely some help that's coming this way for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because, you know, there are a couple of streets that have my interest and even a couple of homes, and I thought of maybe writing a letter saying, you know, if you're ever interested in selling your home, let me know.
All right. I don't see that's a fine idea, but I don't see that's the way it's coming through.
Okay.
Because I get another female. I get a woman coming in here that's helping you with this.
Okay.
And so she's either a broker or somebody that you're already working with here. And I tell you another thing I get with her, I get a great big letter M.
M, all right.
Yes, with her. But it's the home that you're looking at, and it is going to slow down a bit, but it's 10 months from now. That's when I see you're going to be able to go ready. And you're not just getting an apartment. This looks to be three bedrooms, and that's substantial, I believe, anywhere, but especially in San Francisco.
Yeah, three bedrooms. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the second is I unfortunately invested a lot of money in the stock market a few years ago in a silver commodity fund, and I've lost about 80%. And I'm wondering if you see me recouping that or, you know, losing it all. Should I just hold on or what should I do?
It's very, very simple with that one. I don't know how simple it's going to be on your end, but what I get with that is get out.
Oh, get out. Okay.
Yeah. Because
so just go ahead and take the...
More.
I'm sorry.
I see that declining more, Lisa. I don't think you're good with that. Yes.
Okay.
If you
okay.
get out now, it'd be... Yeah, I would get out as soon as you can with that.
Okay.
I do get ASAP on that one here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for the time. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. All right, 215-949-3232 as we move along here. And Tammy, you're next up with Ricky here on the hotline. Go ahead.
Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm fine. I have two questions. The first one's the first important, so if we don't have time for the second one, I'll understand.
Sure.
My first question is, my husband, who I've been married to for almost 17 years, well, we've been together for 17 years, been married for six, but before we got married, we had problems in the marriage. Here recently, I've kind of found out that he's been looking up or trying to get a hold of a woman that in our community is kind of known as I don't know, easy. I just want to know if I actually have anything to worry about there, because I don't want to accuse him.
What's his first name?
Huh?
What's your husband's first name?
His first name's Brian, but he goes by his middle name, Sean.
Sean, okay, thank you here. All right, you're concerned about him and this local lady who's very friendly. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Something here is definitely not kosher. It doesn't take a psyche to see that, because she is very friendly, and he looks to be dancing around the circle of danger here with her.
And, yes.
And I get a lot of flirtation here. This is where there's no room for compromise with you and Sean, hon. There needs
yes.
to be some distance here, because it's a sport here for this lady, and he is very mm-hmm. much aware of this. And
yes.
This is where you need to really be firm. There's no middle ground. There's no middle
yeah.
ground at all with this. Yeah. And ultimatums are generally not a very good thing here, but this is the only choice that I see that you have, because, yes, there will be something there, and I believe ultimately very soon, unless you
mm-hmm.
speak of this and hold your ground with that. Yeah.
Yes.
Because she does
well,
like friends.
My only... You know, I'll keep going back to that. Well, I don't know where they say if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There is nothing you can do to, you know, stop it if they're determined to do it. I mean, he's It's, like I said, we had problems before we got married, so it's basically like a, he's trying to pay me back. But, you know, after issues with us, we did get married, and to me it's, you know, it changes the rules of the game. You know, if you had an issue with something before, you should have taken care of it before the marriage.
Right. Well, there's some imminent danger of you being hurt through this. And you can safeguard yourself, and I would just let her know what's going to be acceptable or not.
Yes.
Because the lady has the intent, and he's very much aware of this, and I believe he's prolonged it. I don't believe I've been there and done that as of yet.
Yeah.
But there is.
No, I don't.
I would call it inappropriate flirtation here. The intent is certainly there, and they're kind of enjoying it. It's kind of like a cat and mouse game, and I just don't know who's the cat and who's the mouse with the two of them because they trade off.
Yeah.
And he's also,
so they both have spoken because from what I could tell is he's been trying to talk to her. I didn't think he had actually talked to her, but she's aware of him.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Okay. Because I had thought he had been just trying to locate her, but so they have talked. They have spoken.
Yes, they have. I don't think that this lady is too hard to find.
No, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay.
You're in danger with that, but put it down and very forceful to him. You're not going to accept it. And
he'll back away here
because there's nothing.
I mean, because he tells me how much he loves me and that, you know, he fought for me. But to me,
I have no doubt that Sean loves you. I do get that very clear, but he has to steer clear of this lady because this is risking hurting you. Well, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is there.
Okay, thank you.
It's also a verb. He has to back it up by his actions.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are at the break, and we're coming right back here on WBCB. Remember, you can reach Ricky at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. We'll be right back.
Phillies fans, start the baseball season early this year by planning a trip to spring training. And there's no better place to stay than the Marriott Suites Clearwater Beach on Sand Key Hotel. The Marriott offers all luxury suites overlooking the beautiful Clearwater Bay, just steps from the beach. Relax in the salon, day spa, or tropical pool. Enjoy multiple dining options and shop at over 20 stores. Escape the winter weather next year and get your first look at the 2016 Phillies. The Marriott Suites Clearwater Beach on Sand Key Hotel. Go to ClearwaterBeachMarriottSuites.com for reservations.
Aggressive, experienced, accessible. This is what the attorneys at Gage Fiore bring to the table. When you need a lawyer, they stand up for you and fight for your rights. If you need legal advice, call Gage Fiore at 877-326-GAGE. 877-326-GAGE. That's the number for Gage Fiore, attorneys that fight for you. You can also find them at attorneysthatfightforyou.com. Gage Fiore, attorneys that fight for you.
The Gator from Mako. And did you know that you can paint your car today for only $279.95? That's Mako in Ewing Township at 1460 Prospect Street, one block off North Alden Avenue. Mako, America's collision repair and auto painting shop. And Mako of Ewing Township paints more cars than any other Mako in Bucks and Mercer counties. Get your car painted today, again, for just $279.95 at Mako in Ewing Township, 1460 Prospect Street. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training. So don't forget to register. Visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone. Or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
Remember, you can reach Ricky at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer as we keep rolling along, Ricky. A lot of a theme seems to be breathe and play for time. It seems like we got a lot of those kind of questions today, don't we?
Yeah, that's often the case in relationships.
Right.
By the time they get to me, they usually do need a lot of work.
Yeah, and, you know, usually they want instant, and you're saying time. So somewhere in between, who knows? Okay, let's get back to the phone. And Jen, you're on with Ricky. Go ahead. Janice, right? Hello?
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 Yeah, Janice, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, everything's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My name's Janice, and I was forced out of my other job, and I had to leave anyway because I was driving I was just driving too much, and it just wasn't a good fit. And I took the first job I got, and I've had to take a cut of at least a third in my salary, which means I'm having lots of trouble. I'm not going to make all my bills, and I have to move because I can't afford where I am.
Okay.
And I would like for you to give me some feedback about, I start the other job, I think, June 1st.
Okay.
I'm really anxious.
Oh, I don't blame you for being anxious about this. Now, Janice, things are going to be evolving over the next course of the four
months. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me any better now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I do see things balancing out for you over the next 4 months. The new job is okay, but I can tell you that end of the year, early January, Janice, I see you looking at a different place. I don't believe...
So, like, maybe around January, I'd be having a different job. Is that going to be based upon the experience I got at this job?
I beg your pardon. Would you repeat your question?
Oh, I shouldn't interrupt you. I should let you talk. Go ahead.
No, I see that you're going to be at this place until right around January of the new year, and then I see you going into another job, Janice.
So
where you're at right now, it's going to take about 4 months to write with your finances and adjusting. But
I'm really having trouble hearing you.
I'm so sorry with the connection. Janice, can you hear me any better now?
Not really.
Oh, my. Okay. I can hear you pretty well.
Okay.
And over the next 4 months, if you can hear this part of it, I do get things coming into balance for you with your move, being adjusted to the new job. However, I've gotten this twice, and my goodness, I hope you can hear me with this. I get you having some help with finding the other job. Do you work with a recruiter right now in your career field?
I work with a lot of recruiters are always calling me.
Okay. There is going to be one that's going to be right and find the right job, and it's a female. It's because the guy's telling me.
That's right. It's the right job. It's what?
A lady is a female recruiter is going to be coming forth and helping you in the new year get the right job, and there's definitely more money with this.
It's the right job, and I didn't catch you after that.
And
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I don't know why you can't hear me. Janice, a lady is going to help you. A female recruiter is going to help you get the right job with more money come January. Until then, stick with the one that you're coming up with. And then it's moving forward. You are getting better and set financially. End of the year, you're doing okay, but the pickup here where you're doing better and really recovering with growth, it is with the new year, Janice.
Okay, can you tell me more about the job she'll offer me?
I know this is management because I get you as being with people over you. Geographically, I believe it's an hour from you.
I didn't catch the last part.
I believe geographically it's going to be like an hour away from you, Janice.
An hour away from me, okay. Like an Erickson living or something like that.
Yes. But you are going to be better come January, and it's getting better now, but it's just not where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Keep coming in. You're working there for a goodly amount of time. You're there for a while.
I've been at my last job for a while, you said?
No, the new job is coming in January, the new year.
Oh, I'll be there for a while. Do you see me moving?
I see you commuting, Janice. I don't get another move in the immediate...
I'm sorry, I can't...
Well, if we're going to do this, then we're going to have to move on. If you can't hear it, we'll have to move on. All right, 215-949-3232. Then, Laura, you're up. Laura Pugh, is that how you pronounce that?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
I have a specific question about relationships. I was seeing a guy, Paul, for a couple months, and he ended things a couple weeks ago. I just want to know if him and I are supposed to be together in the future or if there's someone else, because it's, like, killing me what happened, and I'd rather just know and move on or bide my time, I guess.
First off, can you hear me good? Can you hear me well?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. Good. All right. Paul will be coming back around, and it's not taking long. Because what I see very clearly, next 3 weeks, 21, 22 days, right around that time period. But he will be coming back around, and this is with his energy. So it's hard.
And I'm sorry, what was the last part? His what?
It's his energy, his effort. You don't have to do anything to chase after this man, Paul. He will be coming back around.
Okay.
And it's around 3 weeks. And that to me is very quick, even if it's moving slowly there for you.
So is there a relationship between...
You got scared. I get a lot of nervousness with the commitment here.
Yeah, I hear you. So is there supposed to be a relationship with us, or is there... I mean, I've just been through so much with relationships that...
Okay.
I don't...
Well, what I do see 2 years from now, you and Paul are still yet together. Now, I'm not saying it's going to end in 2 years, but he's part of your world going forward here for at least the next 2 years. Then it's a big decision time.
Okay, so apparently this would be dating 2 years?
Yes, you're still together in 2 years, and then I believe you're working on engagement and marriage. But I believe it's taking 2 years to get there. But he's coming back in the next 3 weeks, if not before. Sometimes timing actually moves up.
Okay, you don't see anybody else possibly, like, coming into my life or me meeting him or something, like near the end of the year?
No, I feel like I see Paul being there, dear. I'm not saying there's not going to be anybody else, but you've got some free will here, and with Paul doing right, there won't be a need for anyone else.
Okay, because it was quite awful to me the first time, so I don't even know how I would begin to have a conversation with him, like how I feel and how I used to feel about him. But I guess I should just... wait.
See what he's bringing to you here the next couple of next 2 to 3 weeks. And then you're going to have the clarity going forward.
Okay, and it's going to be a romantic connection,
oh, yes.
I guess?
It's not just friends. This is definitely romantic. I believe Paul got very, very nervous with the level of commitment.
Okay.
But he's coming back around.
Okay, I guess I'll just wait. I don't know if he's going to be with anybody else between now and then. We're definitely not going to work. But I guess we'll see what he has to say in 3 weeks.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Boy, it seems like a lot of collateral damage in here today, Ricky.
It's just Mercury retrograde we're in right now, and thankfully I'll be glad when we're out of it.
Man, it's like almost like a bum of the month club going on here, huh? All right, let's keep it rolling. We'll see if maybe things will get a little better, and let's get to Aaron. You're up with Ricky. Go ahead. Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What's going on in your world, dear?
Well, unfortunately, it's like the majority of the other callers is relationship-wise.
Okay.
Just kind of seeing where things are going to go and if they're going to turn for the better. We split up a couple weeks ago. He stepped back and just said he couldn't give me what I wanted at this time. So I don't know if that's going to be temporary or permanent.
Okay. What's the other person's name, Aaron?
His name is Kenny.
Kenny, all right, here. Okay, there's a definite reconciliation coming around here for you and him. Definite. And you split up in March, too, didn't you? What was going on back in March between the two of you?
That's when he had, like, other stuff come up that just took up a lot of his time.
Okay.
It's
been right since March with the two of y'all. All right. Let's have a look here. And I will tell you that I get the two of you as doing better toward the end of next month. This month is over. Don't even count May here. But when you're going to the 20th and beyond of June, you and Kenny are back on track.
okay?
Yeah, so this is not time to throw in the towel here with this relationship at all. Now, does he work two jobs, Kenny, or is there enough hours that he's doing with one job? Because I get a lot of distraction with his work and money.
Yeah, so he has his regular job, but he also has, like I said, back in March, he closed on a house. And that's when the time constraint came in, is us being able to see each other. And because he's working on the house, the reconstruction. So he's basically working two jobs. He's, you know, finishing the house and, you know, his regular job. And that's where the time constraint came in, to where we couldn't spend time together. So
he's coming to balance there next month, hon. And
what's
I wouldn't look for anything. Things are going back into balance next month between the two of you, with the quality time being spent together. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very consistent with Sam, and I get the security that you offer him in this relationship. That's what's making all the difference in the world here. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when do you see me hearing from him again? Because it's been a couple weeks, and I haven't heard anything from him.
Let's have a look here. It's this week, and I will tell you, I get Thursday, Friday, and it's back and forth, so there is communication. It's not just one text message or one call. Now, end of the week, the communication is picking up, and what he's telling you then, I believe, Aaron, is that I'm okay and to hold on. He's trying to give you something to go on here. Yeah, and I believe the fellow's lost time. I don't see that he appreciates how long it's been. So he is going to have a bit to make up for here, and I do get continued effort from him. But this relationship, it's not at all dead. No, he's definitely dropped the ball, but he's picking it back up and going for it. This is a good man, but I just believe it's overwhelming for him right now.
Okay. Now, do you see this being a long-term?
I do. Yes, this is definitely a long-term with him. Yeah. And I don't look for things. The guys are telling me it's not like before. Because I believe Kenny was good for about every 2 to 3 months and he'd fall off the map with communication and attention and focus. So I get that pattern is slowing down to become non-existent.
Okay.
So I don't know if the perfect relationship is out there, but he's very, very good and he's getting better. And
okay.
It's him that I see you with. There's no doubt here in my mind where the two of you are going, Aaron.
Okay, great. Now, as far as my career, do you see a... job change soon? I mean, it'd be within the same company, but just a different position.
Oh, this is interesting here. For you is what we're looking at, yes?
Yes.
All right. You know, if you're getting some word of this here in the next 2 months for you, so there is going to be something that's opening up that you're supposed to go for, and it is within the same company. For him, not yet. I see your position changing there, Aaron, before I see Kenny's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, boy, we're just about to the end of the line. We're at breakneck speed here. Ricky, a wild day all over the map. You said it, sometimes you get a theme and there's time and maybe there's season involved. Is there that's probably legit too, right? Seasons change, winter into spring and summer.
There's some effect with that, but people are really concerned, I believe, in where they're at and how they're loved. And this is what we do all day long here.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of turbulence out there, but. Who knows? Tomorrow would be another day, that's for sure. And as usual, you're right on top and very patient with the callers. We had a couple of snags here and there, but overall...
Yeah, the one lady couldn't hear me, and I regret that.
Yeah.
It's a cell phone connection. I can tell you she was calling from her cell phone.
Yeah.
It fades in and out.
Okay.
All the time.
Yeah, it does. So hopefully the ones who missed will call next week and be on board with whomever will be here. And I thank you very much for the time and another great job done. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Have a good holiday. All right. Well, you can reach Ricky at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com and make sure you use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. And you check with us 9 o'clock. Messages from beyond here on WBCB. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
1490 WBCB, Levittown, Fairless Hills, Trenton.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. City officials are looking for